Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Got a show for you today. Thank you for joining me. If you want to get in the queue to speak with the channel, please press 1 now. Okay, before we get started, want to invite all of you, if you're looking for an awesome Valentine gift, to think of little Bupalapaloo Bear that spreads love and joy throughout the world. And we've got two quite awesome programs that I've just rolled out. They're both available on the homepage at iamdwallace.com. One of them is, well, I'm excited about both of them, but I was sitting down meditating. I asked my daughter often what, you know, if she's calling me kind of stuck in her life, I asked her to sit down and go, you know, what is it that makes you passionate? What is it that makes you really happy and that you get excited about? And I was doing that with myself the other day, and one of the major things that came out was that I love to speak. I love to do live events. Those of you that have been at my workshops at the house, you know how impactful and fun and bonding they are, and that I really miss being out speaking because I've been doing this show. So I created a program where we all can win. If anybody is interested in hosting a D event, the details are on the homepage. You would put together the event, get the people together. I would fly in, and we would have a fabulous weekend together. There's an opportunity for you to make money also, of course. And so I just feel really good about this. So if you want to check it out, it's on the homepage. And the Valentine's special that I rolled out, again, I'm on call for you for 2 weeks from 9 to 6. You can email me. You can text me. We get together every morning, Monday through Friday, for those 2 weeks to start our day, to get clear, to see what's in our way, what blocks might be coming up. So we start every day with a morning meeting to kind of help us get clear of our challenges and where any blocks might be. There's a couple of amazing programs that are included within this program and also a private session. So if you are so inclined to check that out, and yes, please know that there are payment plans in place. Just check it out on iamdwallace.com. Okay, we've got, I want to talk today about being safe to create who we are. I am safe to create me. Because if we don't feel like we're safe, then why the heck are we going to move forward, right, in the creation of ourselves? So I want to start today with everyone listening. We're going to claim that our hearts are open front and back and merged with our whole brains. Our chakras are open, balanced, spinning in the right direction. Our hara lines are straight, strong, and through the ID point, and we are aligned with Source. I encourage you all to start your days that way. So I can choose what I want, and it is safe. I just want you to state those phrases. Those words, I can choose what I want, and it is safe. And feel the energy around that, because according to the channel, this is a big block subconsciously for most of us, that we have watched things or people in our life who have not been safe when they've gotten what they wanted, or when they've tried to get what they want more specifically. And why that is, why what's underneath that belief is our fears are that someone's going to die, someone's going to take it away, or someone will suffer if we get what we want. And they're, excuse me, giving me that, you know, you better eat all your meal because the people in India or China or Russia or wherever it is in that particular decade they're going to starve if you don't eat your dinner, right? So what is it that you want? And I want you to really look at, are you in fear that somebody's going to take it away if you get it? Are you in fear that somebody will die? For example, Gabrielle, my daughter, got my late husband, Christopher, to take her to go play baseball. And when they were there, that's when he suffered his fatal heart attack. So she got what she wanted, but somebody died. And you don't have to die physically. You can die a lot of ways, mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally. Okay? And, or are you afraid that if you get what you want, somebody else is going to suffer? So if I absolutely and actually obtain my freedom, then those people that I love, they're going to have to take care of themselves and fend for themselves. And so they're going to suffer. So when we have any of these beliefs going on, we can't literally move into the place of dreaming that anything is possible. And we want to be the gods of all thought and all possibility. Everything is open to me. Those subconscious fears affect our power and diminish our power. What is your little child afraid of when it comes to power? I was very surprised when I got to mine, which was the big people won't let me have it. Now, when I got to it, I absolutely could understand from my childhood where it came from. The big people won't let me have power. That was certainly modeled to me by both my parents and my grandparents and the religion I was brought up in. The meek shall inherit the earth, not the powerful, right? I don't know why they couldn't just say, the good people, whether they have money or not, they're going to be the ones that win. But I guess we weren't quite as advanced back then. So when our little child is afraid of our power, then our heart and our conscious mind cannot work together. And we know that our heart is where the truth is. Our heart is where our knowing is, right? And so our heart knows our power and its power. It knows it intrinsically. But our mind comes in and argues and limits that knowing, and that suppresses our love and joy. And you know, when your love and joy get suppressed, your creation gets pressed. Love heals everything, creates everything. Right? They're even saying love fixes everything. Well, that's interesting because they don't usually, they're laughing because they say, yeah, we don't usually like that word because there's nothing really to fix. But in our eyes or our ears, when we hear love fixes everything, we get a more definite handle on it than we do if we kind of make it innocuous with the nice, nice words. So around all of this, let's claim we really get, guys, that we really know it. We're supposed to be powerful. We are powerful. The only people that are our way of exercising our true power is us. And so in order for that to shift, we have to accept our power, revel in our power, love our power. Power through divine love, the most powerful force on earth. Okay, I'm going to go to the calls. Yippee, that was a quick one. I do have the body books with me today, and I was schlepped them all the way up here. I'm in Oakland, California, doing a sci-fi event. But I do have them because I was told to bring them. All right, Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Wow,
hi,
I really resonate with all of those beliefs, and I would love to know, you know, where what my little girl's afraid of in her power. And then I also have a couple of physical things, my low back and my right wrist, where I have aches.
Okay. Why do you think somebody's going to suffer if you move into your power? And I'm going to your dad. So he would have taught you. He would have modeled something to you.
The thing that comes to mind is he needed to support his family and gave up his own dreams.
Yes. And this has been, you've been playing this out with him for several lifetimes, by the way.
Oh.
You know, you've been different people and different relationships and different lifetimes. But what you don't realize is you keep coming back, they're saying, to reteach him. But he keeps teaching you. So they would like you to step forward in this lifetime and go, no, Dad, I'm not going to have to give anything up. And nobody's going to suffer. Nobody's going to suffer if I take care of me and love me first. He's literally waiting for you to teach him that lesson. Do you understand?
And when you, I think so. So when what you're saying is that I attempt to teach him that, but I just get conditioned by his belief instead.
Yes. Well, It's ancestral, it's in your heritage, it's in your DNA, right?
Yeah.
This is a truth in life. This is what we're passing down to you. That people suffer if you take care of yourself first.
Whew.
That resonates, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, he's waiting for you to teach him that that's not true anymore, so that the rest of your lineage, no pressure here, Emily, so that the rest of your lineage from here on out doesn't have to hold themselves back with this burdensome belief. Okay. Both your physical things have something in common. I'm not going to the body book, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
Rain Man.
Okay, Rain Man. All righty. Well, that dovetails into kind of what came in just now. Because Rain Man is, you know, he was incredibly powerful, right?
Yeah.
But he was powerful because he was different and had malfunction. He was a savant, right?
Yeah.
So he couldn't really live in society. He couldn't really be a part of society. And yet he was this brilliant man, but couldn't be a part of the whole, really. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to say you're fighting your power. We're going, okay, you're fighting your physical power. So what's going on in your life where you'd be fighting your physical power right now? Started about 8 months ago, by the way. And again, everybody, not a doctor, but I'm picking up energetic messages here from the channel. Yeah, they're showing me like you pushing against a wall with your shoulder.
Huh.
Like you're trying to move a heavy burden and you keep pushing against it. Now, this is a metaphor, so it's not.
Yeah. Is it around money flow?
Yes. And it started about 8 or 9 months ago.
8 or 9 months ago. Last May. Well, I remember last May that I basically had been pursuing a path of coaching, and I just kind of, in May, I just decided this doesn't feel right for me. I don't want to try to keep banging my head against a wall to do this thing that doesn't feel right.
Okay, but you need to get clear about why it didn't feel right. Because you had the divine hit to do it, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. So,
and it,
we get...
I mean, it was all... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, it... I mean, it definitely had to do with the way people in that... The way I perceived that people approached bringing in money felt off
okay.
to me.
Okay. So in other words, you stepped out of your power because people were suffering from a lack of integrity.
That sounds about right.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I want you to go back to your fear that somebody's going to suffer, you see. That's not how we normally would equate it when we hear that statement. But I'm walking the same road with you, baby. If people suffer from a lack of integrity, then I don't want to participate. And and they do not define how we define our integrity.
Right.
Guys, there's people with and without integrity in absolutely every field you're going to look at. Teaching, medical, spiritual, religious, any field that you want to look in, that there are people who are in integrity and people who are out of integrity. And perhaps you are called to do the very thing that you feel like you want to do so that you can be bring integrity into this particular environment.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand?
Well, I think so. I mean, I've definitely had ideas about like, wow, I don't want to follow those steps they laid out. I want to do
Well, then do them. Because that's what you're
what I'm not doing yet.
That's what you're not doing, and that's why your body is going. You're still fighting, Emily. You're fighting to push through. I don't want to do it their way. Instead of just letting go and going, I'm going to do it this way.
Uh huh.
Got it. Understand?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I got it.
And this is for so many people with these little aches and pains. You know, especially around politics and everything that's going on in our world right now, if integrity is a big thing for you, you're going to be in a lot of reaction. And if you want to walk the talk that we teach here, you better look only to yourself and what you want to create and how you can stay in integrity and put out into this country what you want. Okay? Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you.
Beautiful start to the show. Wow, that was deep. Okay, that was deep. That was heavy. All right, we're going to Miss Holly in California.
Hi.
Hi, babe. Hi.
I kind of mirror a little of the last one, too, is my job right now sucks, and a lot of it is new bosses coming in and taking over without even finding out who did what, and they don't care, and doing things affecting my job and my health.
Okay.
So, it's kind of
first of all, Holly, they can't affect our health. Really can't affect the job that we do either, but as the integrity of what we do in our job. They can't affect our health. Look, I'm walking this one with you guys as sure as I'm living and breathing. I'm walking it with you now. You know, with all the challenges I have on the show that I'm doing. And it's showing up in a lot of ways, a lot of subtle ways in my body. I know what it is. And when I get to the point where I go, okay, it's just not worth it. Whatever I have to give up to feel great, be happy, and stay in love, that's what I'm going to do. Some days I can do it, and then sometimes I get all involved in what's right, and they should do this, and I need that, right? And then it starts showing up in my body again. I mean, it's like a switch that I can turn on and off. So, Holly, what do you need to give up? In order to be happy right now, what belief do you have to give up?
It's almost like letting go of anything I care about there. And then I'd be fine, but...
All right, the belief they're giving is I have to struggle to conquer. Yeah. So, again, back to the opening part that they gave us, you see, that takes us out of our hearts and into our minds, and our mind says, no, this isn't right, you're right, and you've got to fight for what's right, right? And instead of staying in your heart center and staying in your love place and going, you know, whatever goes down around me goes down around me, I am going to stay steadfast in my love and my heart, and I'm just going to do what I do the best I can do it with, the most joy I can do it with. So when I say they're keeping you from doing that, I get a no. Would you agree or not?
Well, they really don't even seem to want me there, except
that's
for the
not
worker.
True. It goes right to no. But through your perception and your need to struggle, that's how you're seeing it. So what if you moved into total acceptance? And you see, you have to respect them if they're going to respect you. Boy, if I learned anything this year, I learned that's where I was falling out. So when I say you respect them, get a big no.
No, they came into my job and changed everything. Nobody else's as much, but they changed everything I did.
Okay, can you accept that and go, wow, well, this might be a new way of doing things. Let me be open to it and see what my heart can bring to it. But you're fighting them, you see.
Yeah.
And when you fight them, you just fight you. Okay, why do you not like what they're doing? No, they don't want to go there. They don't even, my channel doesn't even want to go there. It says, if you will stand back and accept the changes and commit to doing your best within the changes, your perspective is going to change. Right now, you are seeing a blue room through pink glasses that you won't take off, and you're going, I want this room pink. I'm not going to see it blue. Honey, I'm with you. And this is one of the two greatest challenges we have this year. We cannot change ourselves or any situation we are in without acceptance first. I'm talking to all of us. We've got to accept the country situation. We have to accept our job situation. We have to accept our relationship situation. You've got to accept any kind of energy before you can direct it toward expansion and toward what you want. So you see, when I say to you, you can't get what you want by fighting what you don't want. You know that to be true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still hear, Holly, I'm not going to freaking give this up.
I just don't know. I mean, they tell me, well, they do. They take away stuff at night. It change policies. Don't tell us. They tell me to respond. I do, and then they act like I snuck a paper in on the desk instead of telling them I was putting it on the desk. I mean, just simple, very controlling, very micromanaging. And I'm screwed or in trouble no matter what I do.
Okay. What's behind that is your deep belief that you have to struggle to conquer them.
Yuck.
Okay. I want you to start playing around with going to your love place and seeing work as your love place. Opening up, and instead of seeing them as people who are trying to stick it to you, see them as people who are trying to save a business and whom they also have people looking over them that they're responsible to. A lot of them are in the same boat as you are, they're saying. So see if you can shift, gee, let's work together instead of I've got to fight them, they're all against me. Because you're just going to create more of that if you focus on that, Holly.
Okay.
I know. I'm with you. I walked this all last year, and I can tell you it's going to start showing up in your body if you can't get happier about this. All right, honey?
Yeah, my body already.
Not worth it.
Issues.
It's not worth it.
No.
Not worth it.
No.
Okay.
And I had a question. If some of my blocks are genetic, with health, with being alone most of my life,
are you asking me if the fact that you're alone is genetic?
Just passed down with blocks of...
Well, sure. All our stuff, according to my channel, genetics are beliefs that have been passed down that we all said, okay, I'll believe. So they want you to start with the belief, I have to struggle to conquer. Because that's one of the biggest things that's tripping you up everywhere in your life.
Okay.
Okay, start with that this week and see what headway we can make with that one.
Okay.
All right, baby. You can do this.
All right.
And
thanks.
I'm standing with you in the big challenge. I understand the challenge of it, Holly. I really do. I'm walking it with you. Okay, baby.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're going to Jay in Canada. Hi, babe. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dee. My mother has been diagnosed with actually pancreatic cancer.
I'm sorry.
I think there's a. I just wondered. I'm just asking for some prayers, and also just what is the belief around that pancreatic cancer? What the channel is saying.
Well, that's interesting. First time I've been directed to the body books. Let me see if it's under P. These are kind of big books, guys. That's why I don't usually do it on the show, but I was told. So let me see if I can get there real quickly. I know the basis of all cancer is...
not loving yourself, I think.
Anger. But, yes, anger. Okay, here we're going here. Here. Well, this might be kind of hard for you to listen to, but this is what's in the body book. Where's the exit? They have, in effect, given up on life, and they want out of here now. They are intensely embittered, and they feel that they, in effect, have no quality of life or reason to continue. Does that resonate with your mother?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so then what's your job, darling? What's your job for yourself now?
For myself, in regards to my mother's pancreatic cancer, my role in this, or just...
Yeah.
What are you asking?
I want to know, knowing the information that I just gave you...
is to actually... turn it around, or find out what the, like, to be more positive about what has occurred and not to weigh on negativity on any little occurrence or thing that comes around.
But, and we're back to acceptance again, guys. That seems to be the theme of the program here. If our loved ones have chosen that this is their time to leave, we must respect it and honor it and accept it. That doesn't mean that you don't take steps to help them feel better or to help them get healed. But ultimately, if they've decided to leave, we need to honor that. Because that's ultimately the most loving thing we can do. To support them in their exit instead of making them feel guilty about it. Now, when I say she consciously realizes that she's decided it's time to leave, I get a no. Spiritually, yes.
I'm going to be meeting up with my mother and father and my sister. We're going to get together and talk about this, but I just feel because my mother had a near-death experience that if she goes under the knife for 6 hours, I think she's not going to come back. That's what I'm feeling.
And she would be just fine with that because she knows the other side is awesome.
That's right.
Did she see the light?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, that happened to my late husband, Christopher. And he said, honey, I really didn't want to come back, but I knew there was something else I was supposed to do. I believe that was to bring Gabrielle into the world. But he said it was the biggest source of peace I ever experienced, and he had no fear of death at all. He actually, I think, kind of wanted to go back. So you will know if you stay in your heart, you will know. But listen to her, Jay. Listen to what she needs. What do you want, Mom? What are you feeling? You know, and then support her through love in whatever she's choosing to take on the journey through this, Jay.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Well, I'm grateful for your wisdom and also your prayers, too. Thank you. I'm grateful.
Absolutely. We all send prayers to your mommy right now. And just surround her in white light and support her in accepting what she is challenged with right now and making the highest decisions for herself in her peace and release. Whatever that may be, chemo, leaving, going on a long trip, whatever it is, we support her in choosing that. Thank you, darling.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's tough. We're with you, Jay. And Sandy, in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Great to thank you for taking my call. I put down health and clarity of what I do. And then you channel came through with I'm safe to create myself. It just kind of, I almost brought tears to my eyes because it just kind of brings it together and everybody that's been talking the same thing. A year or so ago, I had just a message from the universe of coming back home. And to me, at first I thought, well, okay, that's, you know, I'm not ready to leave. And they said, no, it's coming back to my original business that I had. And so I'm struggling with getting clarity because really what I want to do is honor my abilities of intuition and channeling. And I'm not sure on how to do that message and how to, you know, do it in a quick manner to help people on the spot, kind of like what you and Jennifer do. So I guess I need from the divine that I am on the right path of spending the time doing this, because the message that's stuck in my head as a little girl is you're not going to amount to anything. And that was from my dad. And my mom was always, you can't do that. You can't do that. And she passed two and a half years ago. And, you know, I kind of was that defiant child, if you will, that when she said, you can't do that, I would say, well, I'm going to show you. And I really don't have anybody anymore to kind of push me, if you will.
Okay.
For me.
all right, sweetheart, you do, and it's yourself.
Okay.
You know, your higher self is saying, you know, Sandy, come back to you. That's basically what the message was. Come back to you. Come back to your power. Come back to your knowing. Right? And all I can say to you is when I started this, mm-hmm. I kept asking myself, why should I be doing this? How can I trust that I'm getting the highest messages? I mean, how do I know? And why would God have given this to me? And blah, 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 all that stuff, our alter ego does to take our power away.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is interesting kind of switch with you, because what they're saying is because there's nobody left to take it away, you're less powerful.
I'm less powerful?
Because you don't have anybody to fight anymore. There's no fear that they're going to take it away from you. And so now you have to do it just because you want to do it. So in a weird way, they empowered you to be powerful by saying you couldn't do it.
Okay.
So what are you going to do with that now?
Well, what I have found when I'm, you know, doing the copy and writing and thinking about it is, what if I'm not good enough? And what if...
what if you are, Sandy?
Yeah, yeah.
What if you're brilliant at it? Well, you don't know you are if you let yourself, you know. That's ego stuff, honey.
Uh-huh.
That your ego... People have such a misunderstanding about the ego or alter ego. It's designed to hold you back. People who are awesome don't go around and have to say they're awesome,
right?
Because they just know they're awesome, and they quietly
mm-hmm.
hold their power, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people who don't know it have to be bullies and braggarts about it.
Yeah, I'm not the latter.
Well, and you're not the former either. You're caught in between.
Okay.
You want to be able to sit quietly, guys, and say, yes, I am awesome. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I am powerful. Yes, I can touch people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And yes, I can make money doing it. Because right now they're saying, you don't care whether you make, you think you don't care whether you make money at it or not. Of course you do.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to make a living. Well, I want you to see how your ego and your alter ego are holding you back from being powerful, because you don't have anybody to conquer over anymore except yourself. So you have to decide, do I actually want to play mom and dad egotistically now and be my own mom and dad and say I can't do it and I'm never going to be successful? Or am I going to rise to the occasion and be my own God and move on with my life?
Yeah, the latter.
Well, okay, then get going. And the only way you'll know for sure is to start doing it. And when I did it, you see, I had an acting studio, so they were actually my first clients, because I would do it in class. I would get messages literally in class. Start doing it for free if you need to work with friends and family to know that you can do it.
Well, that's the thing, is I know I can't do it because I've worked with clients with it. I think what it is stepping out with the I am intuitive and I channel, and, you know, bringing that to the forefront that I can do this instead of all these modalities that I...
But you're already saying that you're doing it.
Right.
You're already doing it.
Right.
So quit trying to get there, because you're already doing it. Do what you're passionate about. Do I love Reiki. Do I want to learn Reiki? Not at all. You know, everybody is called to where their gift is.
Mm-hmm.
Even your doggy. Your doggy going, yes, Sandy. All right, honey. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
That's all right. I love doggies. I love little doggies. We're going to Leah in Arizona.
Yeah. Hi, Dee. Leah.
Hi, honey. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I just tuned into Just Add Magic yesterday, and there you were. So that was a sign to me. Oh, I guess I see you there. I should call.
It's a nice little show, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know you were on it, so you just appeared. So I said, okay, this is a sign to call.
Well, good. Take them wherever you want. What can we help you with?
I called, I don't know, few months ago or whatever, about move. Well, my guys are just saying to ask about movement. Things seem, I've been focusing a lot on big dreams, and there just hasn't been movement. Things that I do, I don't know, there seems to be something.
Yeah, something holding you back.
Hold
on, they're taking me to a core belief. Here. Well, we have a theme going here, guys. Okay, I have to struggle to conquer. We're back there. So I have to struggle to get what I want. Okay, so let's go back to the first part of the show. Why do you have a fear that somebody's going to take it away? Go back to your little girl. Like in my childhood, every time my dad tried another thing, it failed. And from hearing them talk about it, what I put together was that there was always some person out of integrity who stole my dad's idea or didn't come through for him business-wise or something like that. So go to your...
I always thought of him of being like the Don Quixote. He was always fighting people, and people looked at him as not kind of like Don Quixote. You know, he's fighting with
Yeah. Uh-huh. So are you.
So it's like, yeah, so like, it's not going to make a difference.
Well, baby, when you tell me these things, can't you put it all together for yourself? If it's not going to make any difference, and I got to fight everybody, and by the way, he was fighting imaginary things, Don mm-hmm. Quixote, right? But if that's your perspective of the world, that they're never going to help you, that they're laughing at you, that you're never going to get there, and you might as well, you know, then of course you're not going to reap the benefits of your creation. Because what you're walking into a party and you're going, hi, I want this and this and this and this, and I want everybody in the universe to come forward and help me do it. Oh, but by the way, you know, I don't believe I can. I believe I'm Don Quixote, and I believe all of you are laughing at me at the same time. But, hey, who wants to help me? You can't magnetize what you want to you if your perspective of the world is that it's not going to give it to you anyway. Do you understand?
I don't feel like they're laughing at me. I feel like it's kind of like, why bother? It's not happening.
Okay, same difference. Are they going to come up to you if you go, I want you to help me, but it's not going to happen anyway? Who's going to want to go in business with that? Who's going to want to go in business, you know, or why would the universe bring to you when you're saying, I want it, universe, but I know it's not going to happen anyway, so you might as well not even bother.
It's like I don't feel it. It's like I focus on the universe is there and helping, and I don't know, I maybe once resonated with that, but I don't feel that.
Okay.
Is that what the channel said?
Absolutely. This is all from through the channel. I'm out of the way as soon as the show starts.
I know.
Okay. So, do you have a love place? Have you take time to find your love place and practice what the channel has to do?
I focus on being loved.
Focusing is a mental thing. Have you found a love place where you can automatically go and your heart opens and you can feel love?
Yeah, what I mean. It's that it comes in and it completely clears and I feel good. I mean.
Okay, and I want you to work with your little girl so that both of you know that getting what you want feels like that. It doesn't feel hopeless, like it's not going to get done anyway. It feels like the expansion of love. This is what we feel like when we manifest what we want. But you're waiting to manifest it before you feel that way, and you're not going to because you're still playing Don Quixote. Guys,
well, I guess what happened, I was on a path, and then I started listening to Abraham about dreaming big, and then these huge dreams came in, and sort it seemed like a big gap between where I am
exactly.
and there.
Exactly, because what that plugged you into, what that brought up for your consciousness to realize was that you didn't believe it was possible. So to dream big, while you're thinking it's impossible to get dreams, ain't going to work. But you've got to dream big so that you could get in touch with the fact that you have the belief it's not possible. Now, if you start working with your love place and connecting love with what you want and knowing that it's possible to get all that, then you can start shifting it now into manifestation. Okay?
Well, I thought I'd been doing that, and then
nope, you haven't.
Moving.
You haven't been doing it. You have not been doing connecting love with everything is possible. Everything is possible. So work with that and then come back and we'll see where we're at. But I want you to work with that, play with that first. All right, baby. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dee.
You bet. See, we're getting clearer and clearer. Kim, what's up?
Hey, Dee, it's Kim. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. What can we do for you?
Well, I am calling to see. Let me get you off speaker. Okay. I'm calling to I've been working with my little girl about getting clear on everything and acceptance of power. And I'm curious to know how's that going?
Really well.
Oh, thank you. Yay for me.
Yeah, really well. There still is a core belief. Hang on.
I'm not going anywhere.
Frick, we're going to the same darn one. All right, so when I say you have to struggle with your little girl, your little girl has to struggle, but there's a struggle going on between you, your little girl, and the world. So there's a struggle. All right, so this is good. Right. We're getting more clarity.
Yeah, very much so.
Here, okay, I'll never be good enough. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I want you, again, to feel your love into being good enough, especially your little girl.
Okay.
You are both good enough for each other, and you are good enough for the world.
Coolness.
Big time. Yeah. It's not going to be very hard to do. It's not going to take you very long, Kim, but it's paramount that you get your little girl and you on board with this together.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
And
thank you.
You bet. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And Jay, I'm so sorry you're going through this, but if you need someone to talk to, just get through Facebook and I'm here for you. I just went through it with my mama.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I feel it.
We journeyed together, but in the end it was a wonderful, peaceful release and freedom for her. And that's
totally
what I want to know for Jay too. And for you, Kim. And for you. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Love
you. Have a good day, everybody. Love you.
And we're going to quickly, Linda in Toronto. Hi, sweetheart. Linda,
hi,
are you
Dee.
There? Hi, babe.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
And thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
I have never called into a call before, so I'm kind of nervous. But I just wanted to say it's so interesting, the messages from all of the other people that have called in, how it all resonates, you know, with me and I'm sure with everyone else.
Absolutely.
So quickly, my story is that in the last 10 years, I have really been working on, I come from the corporate world, but I've become certified as a life coach. I've done some studying on energy healing and some speaking. So I'm finally at the point where I'm had a couple of job interviews for this, working with a not-for-profit, using my business.
Okay, I have your answer.
Okay.
You don't believe the spiritual world and what you do spiritually can coincide and harmoniously live with the corporate world. And what they want you to know is that's one of your big missions. I never get that word. Missions, not the highest word. Duties is the highest word. To take spirituality into, not in a woo-woo way, but in a heart-loving way, into the corporate world and show people that it works.
Wow, that has been my mission. That's what
yeah.
I wanted to do. A few places I've gone to was clear they were not the right place, but this not-for-profit is a global organization, so it has the corporate side of things, but I can feel because of
it's
what
perfect.
They do.
It's perfect.
Okay.
It's a perfect match, and you have that last little remnant of knowing that you get to create spiritual corporations, that they're not separate, that you literally create spiritual corporations. I got chills all over my body.
So do I.
When I hear that word, spiritual corporations. Let's all, well, the channel is asking all of us to claim and feel the love around spiritual corporations, and to remind us to keep focused in the world on what we want, to take action around what we want, but to always take that action through divine love. It's all in place, Linda. It's all in place for you, baby. Just know that it's one thing and not two separate things. Do you understand?
I totally understand. It's what I've been feeling, but part of me was afraid to really believe this is going to happen, even though it feels like it's going to happen, you know, this week.
You must believe it's going to happen for it to happen.
I do. Okay. I do.
All right, darling. Yippee. Thank you.
Thank you for the confirmation.
Wow. Spiritual corporations. Well, I'm a corporation. I'm incorporated. I'm claiming that I am a spiritual corporation. Oh, I'm feeling that all over me. My God, you guys, another amazing show. I love you all so much. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Love yourselves this Valentine's Day. Check out imdwallace.com. I love you so much. Until we meet again. Be well, be happy, and live in your love.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.